The office of Professor Buck Favrini is in a tall Gothic tower. It was the inspiration for Gotham City in the first Batman movie. Inside his tower at the University of Pittsburgh, Professor Favrini has his own superhero story. His children's play, Rachel Carson Saves the Day, is a science lesson in the language of children.
We have used the sort of idiom of superheroes in the play because it's a way of teaching kids about science that they can understand simply by looking keenly at the world around them.
Favrini says if Rachel Carson hadn't been smart, bold, and risky, pesticides like DDT might still be in wide use. Some people honored her for her book, Silent Spring. Others saw her as a reckless, unpredictable scientist, threatening their chemical superhero.
People who made some of the worst chemicals in the world launched a very expensive campaign to undermine Rachel Carson's scientific abilities, partly based on the fact that she was a woman.
Perched on a hill overlooking another part of Pittsburgh is Spring Hill Elementary.
Third, fourth, and fifth grade teachers will call you to the assembly as soon as the staff sets up in the auditorium. Thanks.
The staff is actor Elena Block and stage manager Josh Futrell. They hustle to assemble silver pipes of scaffolding and hang two white screens.
There are two DVD players that do these great images of scenes from science and pictures of Rachel Carson, sort of become like this floating backdrop.
While Block is on stage as Rachel Carson, Futrell controls the images, music, and the voice of little Rachel's mother.
Alice in Wonderland is your breakfast companion again.
Oh, Mama, I love this book, and so does Candy when I read it to her.
The play begins with Rachel as a young girl. She grows up quickly to become a marine biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Her scientific observations reveal chemicals like DDT are contaminating waterways and silently creeping up the food chain.
This is the bird. The bird who ate the clam, that ate the plankton, that swam in the ocean, fed by the stream, that carried the chemical, Jack! I'm in the late afternoon of my life, and I am so angry. The next book I write is going to make a lot of noise.
To write Silent Spring, the passionate scientist writer rips away her dress to reveal a green superhero suit. Quickly, Super Rachel is attacked by a man whose face is hidden behind a long, pointed gas mask. The chemical industry attacks Rachel for her ideas. Images of nature and chemical compounds flash on the screens behind them. Super Rachel uses cartwheels and karate chops to overpower Chemical Man.
You're bugging me!
The chemicals are killing me!
We're gonna hit them from the air.
How can you not care?
Super Rachel prevails, and DDT is officially banned in 1972. After the play, it's clear the students of Spring Hill Elementary were paying attention.
She was trying to think of better ways to kill the insects instead of just polluting them.
I think she thought it was really important about the environment. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good because most people don't.
Not everyone agrees with the conclusions of Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring. Some scientists say Carson misrepresented existing 1950s data on bird reproduction, and others say the very threat of malaria in developing countries should trump possible environmental threats of DDT. Actress Elena Block thinks despite these criticisms, Rachel Carson's story has much to offer children.
But if they can sort of come away with the idea that you can exact change being yourself from the place that you're from, I think that's pretty good, don't you?
Rachel Carson Saves the Day starts its second year of touring this fall. And perhaps its fun, multimedia look at environmental protection will inspire America's next generation of intrepid scientists. For the GLRC, I'm Lisa Ann Pinkerton.